What an amazing story that we get to be a part of, isn't it? Three kings coming to visit, and then the birth of an amazing Savior. So, as I said earlier, my name's Mike, and I am the lead pastor here. And pardon me for doing all that coughing, man. What happened was I wasn't sick. It was actually I ate one of those awesome corn chips in there with the cheese and it didn't quite agree like all the way down and do what it was supposed to do. So I apologize for that. We have been looking at Christmas throughout this last couple of weeks in a different light. We've been looking at Christmas from actually more of a reverse standard. Rather than looking at this baby in a manger, we've been looking at it from a point of view of actually looking at the cross first. It's amazing how Christmas changes when we change our perspective. Because I don't know about you, we all have, and one of the questions I've asked throughout this series is, what does Christmas really mean to you? What's the message behind Christmas for you? For some, it's family get-togethers, right? I mean, we're thinking about all the, for me, my favorite, pumpkin pie. You know, who's bringing the pie? Gotta have turkey. I'm like, back when I grew up, man, it was turkey. I know some like the smoked ham, and now we got they started dipping the ham in the deep fryer. How many deep fryer ham folks are we, right? Yes, praise God. For some, that's what it is. For some, it's about the food. It's about the getting together with family and friends, loving each other. For some, it's about gifts. Some are gift givers, and some are the gift receivers. For some, it's just another holiday. We get off of work, woohoo, right? We get to get out of work for a couple of days. For some, you know, if you work for the state or the government, you get off a couple of weeks because you got, I mean, why work the 2 or 3 days in between New Year's? But take that off too. But what does Christmas really mean to us? I believe this year, I hope that when you leave here tonight, that Christmas will mean something completely different. Christmas will have a more powerful meaning. I'd be wrong to say that Christmas wasn't about all those things, but yet I believe that it's so much more, that Christmas can mean so much more. And I'll bet this, I'll even stand to say this, that once you understand this gift that we're going to unwrap today, it will change your perspective about who you are. Not just about a Christmas, but about who God has created each and every one of us, that we get to celebrate. Every year we get to celebrate and be reminded of this amazing gift that God has given to us. So what is the gift? What is this amazing gift that we're talking about? Well, I'm going to kick it off in a different passage of scripture. It's not going to be a Bible story scripture, but it is going to definitely bring light to something. I want to begin in Romans chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Powerful passage here that really shows us the power of the gift. In Romans 5, 16 and 18, it says, "And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned." In other words, he says, look, the gift isn't brought in by Adam, the flesh guy. "For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation." In other words, all the bad stuff that Adam and Eve did, what caused the separation between our daddy and us. Why did this baby in a manger have to come? Because of something, a disconnect that happened between this guy named Adam and this girl named Eve, brought this thing called condemnation. "But the free gift, which came from many offenses, resulted in justification." Justification, I'll get to that here in a second, what that means. It goes on. "Yes. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men." See, because of Adam and Eve messing everything up, another man had to come. "Resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of our life." The gift is the gift of grace. God's unmerited favor, if you were to define it, if you were to go back and look at what grace really means, it simply means God's unmerited favor. Grace, we hear it all the time in some churches. In churches, that's all they talk about. But do we really understand the significance and the power behind such a word? Jesus was filled of grace. Many don't even know that or realize that Jesus himself was so filled with grace. And we see it at a young age. We see it in Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Look here. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace, favor, spiritual blessing of God was upon him. Look here at John 1, 14. The word, which we know, if you don't know, the word represents Jesus. It's another name that Jesus was called. It said, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father. Watch this. Full of grace and truth. So Jesus comes to the earth in a manger. He's a King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. And yet he's born in a stall. And we think that's the greatest gift. But really, the greatest gift is what Jesus brought. And that great gift was grace. God's unmerited favor, the ability to do something that we could not do on our own. God's grace. He was so much more than a baby. He was the Christ, the Son of God, bringing into the world a way for us to live in a relationship with our Father, our Creator. No other God, crazy stuff, no other God in the world has ever done that for mankind. But the one who created us, who values a relationship with you and me, he sends his Son, filled with grace, to give us the life that we were created to live. There's people here today, you're here because you're either a guest or someone invited you, or you're here because you had nothing better to do tonight. I don't know, praise God. But God's got a gift for you tonight. A gift like no other gift that'll blow your mind, that will change your life, that will cause things to begin to change in your life like you've never dreamed before. Some of you have made struggles and have heartaches and have had reoccurring events that just seem never to go away in your life. Can I tell you this morning, God's grace is available this Christmas for you, for me. God's grace, his unmerited favor, is here for you this morning. My definition of grace is the ability to do something that we could not do ourselves. We cannot be good enough. Now, I was teaching the church this, and if you're a guest here, let me kind of give you an interesting fact. There are, in the Old Testament, under the law, which we were supposed to have practiced, there were 663 laws plus 10 commandments that we were supposed to obey. And I know this crowd pretty good, and this crowd knows me pretty good, and I know not one of y'all could fulfill them. You'd miss one. And the Bible taught us that if you missed one of those, just one of those 600 laws or the Ten Commandments, you were guilty of every single one of them. Every single one of them. Can you imagine? Nobody in here could be good enough, could be right enough, could be smart enough to obey every one of those. Yet God chose on this day, the day that we celebrate, to send forth his Son to prove to us that there was a better way. A better way that we could live our life and have and reinstate that connection with our Creator. It's amazing. The love that a father would have. We had all these youngsters and children up here, man, and I've got two boys myself. Praise Jesus, they're grown. Some of you have met them. I've got great kids. Two good boys, and I have a grandson as well, who is not here. Just going to throw that out there today. He's home sleeping. Love my grandbaby. And my beautiful daughter-in-law. That's right. She's been added to our family. And I cannot see myself ever, and I know you as parents would say the same thing, sacrificing my child for anyone. Yet God did. God did. God gave us Christ on this day Yeah, the presents are awesome. Tree, it looks pretty, and the house with lights, it's all great stuff. And getting together with family and eating until you can't breathe no more, it's a blast. And then waiting a couple hours and doing it again, right? Turkey sandwich, ham sandwich, all the leftovers. Don't take that, I'm going to eat it later. All of us have been there. But nothing compares to the gift that God gave us on this day that we celebrate. The gift of grace through a man named Jesus, our Savior. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11, this is what it says. It says, "For the grace of God, his unmerited favor and blessing has come forward, appeared for the deliverance from sin and the eternal salvation for all of mankind." Why did grace appear? Why did Jesus have to come on this day? So that grace could come forward and remove from us the stumbling block of sin. All of us are guilty of breaking. Yet God's love offers us grace because we're not perfect. We cannot in any way, shape, or form be good enough in our own work and in our own way. That gift, the gift that has come so that we would be delivered from sin, so we can live out the life our Father desires us to live in a relationship with you. It's not that we can continue living the life that we're living in. Matter of fact, if you'd read the rest of Titus, Titus makes a challenge about this idea of grace. And inside grace, we learn that grace trains us to reject ungodliness, things that God doesn't approve of. It teaches us to live discreet lives. It teaches us to wait and look for the blessed hope, which is Jesus Christ, as he comes back again. In Romans 3, 24 through 26, it says that we have been justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God has set forth as a propitiation by his blood. In other words, he was set in as a sacrifice, as a kind of a mulligan. If you play golf, it's the do-over. It's the propitiation means that he took our place. By his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness. The word righteousness, I know we've made it a religious word, but it simply means in right standing with Daddy. In right standing with God, in a right relationship with him, that he no longer looks at me through the law, the Ten Commandments and those 663 rules that I could not keep. He now looks at me through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so no matter what, he looks at me and views me in right standing with him. To demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. See, this word justified is a crazy word. It's not a word that you normally would hear on Christmas morning or Christmas Day. And when you're talking about Santa Claus or Saint Nick or the gifts or turkey or any of that, you won't hear this word because it's a legal term. Justified is a legal term. It's God declaring those who receive Christ to be found not guilty based on Christ's righteousness and not our own. Christ's righteousness was imputed to the accounts of all of those who would receive Jesus Christ today. So it's more than just looking at and seeing this manger and go, oh, isn't that pretty? Isn't that precious? That's so awesome. Yay. It's about the gift that Jesus brings. That whoever receives that and receives his life receives this free gift and is imputed as not guilty. 2 Corinthians 5:21 said, For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Why is this so important? My heart is for all of us to know today that Christmas, on this day, this Christmas day, a baby came into this world to give us the life that we were created to live, the life you could not create on your own, because you and I are from the seed of Adam and Eve, unfortunately, and we're fallible, and we make mistakes, and we say dumb things, and we do dumb things because of our nature, our old human nature. But God's unmerited favor, our undeserved, unearned by our performance, we are made new And now we get to live as new creatures and alive, not as dead people anymore. See, and I'm not talking dead like in dead people, like our flesh. I'm talking a spiritual disconnect from our daddy. How did this come about? How did the story of being unwrapped and this gift of grace, how did we come with a idea of this? Because we were having a, I got to tell you this story, and hopefully I will do it with, I'm already getting nervous, you see this. We're having we have life group. When we first kicked off life groups, we did it right here. We did it inside our church. And man, it was great conversations. It's a great conversation when you get to sit down with believers and unpack stuff, you know. And so as we were talking about this gift, we had a very special lady that's no longer with us. She taught us something that she taught her son. Her name was Heather. And Heather left us just a few weeks ago to be with the Lord. But she taught us something even in her death. She taught us something. We were sitting around and we were all giving a description of what grace meant to us. And each person here, once you've received this free gift, it means something a little bit different to all of us. And I'll never forget what Heather said. She said, "This is what I tell Stevie." Stevie and her were having a conversation apparently at one time, and she said, "Grace is like a gift that never gets unwrapped." And it hit me. Oh my gosh, that is so true. Now, there's a part two to that story, but I'm not going to tell you yet. I tell you this because it's so true. Many of you people here today, many of us, myself included, we have struggled with so much in our marriages, in our lives, with relationships, with finances, with so many junk and garbage in our life. We have struggled, and God says, "I have given you a gift, but you won't unwrap it." You hear about it. You might have even seen it, but you won't unwrap it. And so you walk around with baggage and this hurt and pain and this garbage, and we put on the fake family smiles on Christmas and Thanksgiving and all the other holidays, and we put on the show for everybody at church on Sunday morning, but we truly have not unwrapped this amazing gift that Jesus Christ offers, this gift of grace. You didn't make Jesus come here to this planet. You didn't make him die upon the cross. We all made it happen. Every one of us. If there were only one person on this planet, that one person would still be celebrating this event that we're celebrating tonight. The event of a birth of a king. Because he came to set the captives free, the Bible says. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Epic Life believes in helping people live the life and discover this life that's found not only in grace, but in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Heather knew that. She understood the power behind the gift. And if you've ever sat down with her, she would tell you. What is it that you need in your life today? Why are you here tonight? Maybe some of you guys came because your grandson or your grandbaby or your niece, your nephew, you came to church. You came to church because maybe I begged you a little bit. But tonight I believe God wants to give you something. I believe there are people here today that you can leave and have the most amazing Christmas ever. Freedom. Because you discovered this gift of grace. Something that you couldn't get rid of. Daddy offers grace. Maybe it's a hurt. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's just some junk that you've been dealing with. God says, won't you let me have that? Some of you are Christians and you're walking around with this amazing gift. And you're going to Daddy, Daddy, I need you to help me forgive this person. And God's like, yeah, I already got it. Yeah, I understand that, but I'm really wrestling with this addiction. I know, but you already got it. Yeah, but God, you don't understand. My husband and I haven't got along very well in a long time. But you've already got the answer inside your hands. We carry around this amazing gift that Jesus offers us, this gift of grace, God's unmerited favor. No, you are not able to do it on your own. But God can. Jesus can. In a few minutes, we're going to do something pretty amazing. I'm actually going to skip a lot of this and just close this thing up. As you see, y'all come on up, man. There's boxes. There are boxes lined on this stage, and these boxes are unwrapped. These boxes have been prayed over for weeks. Inside this box, we believe this. We have prayed over these, and we believe that God is going to speak to you, each one of you, through what's inside this box. We believe every person here is going to discover an answer, some grace this morning, if I may. Maybe you're dealing with whatever it is that you're going through in your life. It might not even be for tonight. It might be for later on down the road. But there's something in here for each one of you. Maybe something you've been praying about yourself, something you've been struggling with. I got to finish the story. So three of our amazing ladies, two or three of our amazing ladies, I think, was it the day before? Was it the night of that happened? It was pretty close. If y'all don't know, this is Steve, and it was his amazing wife that created what we're doing tonight. And so my wife and another lady, I think, some of our sisters from church went over there. And one of the things, because this idea was hers, we wanted to give her the opportunity to pick her box. Maybe the box that she needed to hear Daddy speak to her. So the ladies brought, they didn't know what was in the boxes. They were already wrapped, am I correct? These boxes were already wrapped. No one knew what was in these boxes. We don't know what is in what box. And so they took three or four of these boxes and they laid them out in front of Heather, gave Heather some time, and they asked Heather and kind of told Heather what we were doing and said, Heather, we want you to pick one. I believe this was Thursday night. It was a Thursday. She points to her box. They bring it to her and she unwraps her box. Anybody want to take a guess what her box said and what her gift was? It said grace. Grace. Tell me. We don't believe in coincidences around here at this church. I'm just sorry. That night, I believe it was that night, into the morning, Friday morning. Is that right? Correct? When she went on. Yeah. It was that next day that she went on to be with the Lord. An amazing testimony. And I believe that Heather is dancing with Daddy right now and just celebrating. And I think through that entire message, man, God is speaking to our church and speaking to you. It's available to you. Grace is available. So I don't know what you might have up in here, but the worship team is going to play some music. During that time, we have our two leaders here at the church. They're going to direct your table to come up. And here's how I want you to do this, church. As we're worshiping, as we're singing, you're going to hear something from right here. As you walk to these boxes, you grab that box that God speaks to you on. Whether you have a relationship with him or not, I'm telling you tonight, he's going to speak to you. And when he begins to speak to you, and you're walking up here, you grab that box. And I believe we have enough for every person here. Is that correct? We have enough for everyone here. So every table, every person will have an opportunity to walk by and receive what they have. So let me pray for you first. Heavenly Father, what amazing, amazing gift you've given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And tonight we celebrate not just the birth of a king, not just a Savior of the world, but Lord, we celebrate the gift that he brings to us, your unmerited favor, the entry point to have relationship with you. So Lord, I pray for each and every person tonight, as they walk past this platform, that you would speak to them. And Lord, I believe tonight, many people here tonight are going to receive an amazing gift. Something they've been praying about, something they've been needing, something they just need you to speak to them about. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for Heather. We thank you for Steve. We thank you for the message. Even after she is gone, she continues to proclaim an epic life. Holy Spirit, we give you reign right now in Jesus' name. Share with us and show us this amazing grace. In Jesus' name, amen.